broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is a health curriculum. It is not just a sex ed curriculum.
They're pushing us to this point, and it is not okay. And eventually, the animal is going to come out.
I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want that woman.
I love it, baby. The protein's doing way, Chris Boss. You can't get any better than that. You cannot get better than that.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we'll go anywhere to find it for you. We will. 877-876-PHIL is the number. We're going to be talking with our first guest of the evening, Dr. Ron Tarner, on sex education and a new sex education proposal that has caused national repercussion, reverberation. National discussion is probably a better way of putting it. In, of all places, Helena, Montana. And our website, philhendryshow.com. And we have 2004, I believe, the first month of 2004 now, is a download. We have begun to convert our files in the archives into downloads. We have also begun, as I told you, to fill out 2001 and 2002. So what we're doing here, and it's, I think we're the first show in radio anywhere on the planet Earth that is now going to go into its archives and make everything a modern download so that you can download this to directly to your iPod. And we are going to that end, make these automatic downloads if we can in some way. So there's a lot of really exciting things going over. They're going to BSP and look at our live streaming video and listen to our live streaming audio right now online at philhendryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL. Later on, we got Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on the show. Sex education proposal causes controversy. First graders learn about same-sex love. Sixth graders learn about anal penetration. In Helena, Montana, a new health curriculum under consideration in the public school system there is causing quite a controversy. The document covers everything from nutrition to injury prevention, but the section titled Human Sexuality is drawing the most concern. Sex education in Montana is the topic here. Here is Helena resident Noah Genger talking to a local television station that put that this proposal is crossing the line.
There are some things that are more controversial in nature, that are more personal, and also for most people, religious views. And I think the school might have gone a little too far in drafting when they cross those lines.
Here's Carol Carpenter is fine with the proposal.
It is a health curriculum. It is not just a sex ed curriculum. And there are some wonderful points in it. The areas that some people may have concerns with are areas that can be discussed in the home. I don't think that it should be thrown out or totally voided because of a few language issues.
All right. So that's the sound of the parents weighing in. Ron Tarner, Dr. Ron Tarner, is the head astronomer at the Cloverdale Observatory in Mountain Meadow, Colorado, is also a science teacher on loan, has taught at Colorado State, is now teaching at the series of middle schools there in central Colorado, Ron, because of budget cuts, right?
That is the unfortunate reality right now. The budget cuts here in the state of Colorado, which is the same budget cuts that every state is going through, Phil, and it's necessitated pressing into service those of us who can. It's entirely voluntarily, obviously.
How did you find out that, was it a friend?
I have a very good friend in the school system, Dr. Bob Winslow, and I've known him since we were both at school together back east. And I was very amenable to his request that I, at least for the midterm, take over a couple of these science classes. That's what I've done.
Now, the sex education that is being taught at this Mountain Meadow Middle School that you're talking about is about abstinence, isn't it?
That is exactly what it's about. It's about abstinence. And the reason why they have decided to insert that into the curriculum at this time is to avoid what is happening in places like Helena, Montana, and these other school districts that have seemed to have bitten off a little more than they could chew. And so we have sent out a notifications to parents asking the parents to sign off on at least the teaching of abstinence to these fifth and sixth graders that that I have taken over, and the parents have assented to that. Only a little bit of pushback so far because of, I think mostly so because of just the title, you know, abstinence, sex education, abstinence, and the abstinence course, but just a minor bit of pushback.
So you've had a couple of complaints even on abstinence, huh?
You're always going to get somebody complaining. I don't know who the complainers are. I was told by the school board we're not too worried about that because I think most parents are just glad we're teaching a abstinence program. And that's really what it's about. Learn to abstain until you are of a age where you are making decisions for yourself. And that would include marriage, monogamous relationship, and so forth. And then you can make whatever other decision you want to make regarding your life. But for these kids who are, again, Phil is a very young middle schooler, to teach them abstinence, and you begin with the fundamentals. You begin with a very, very slow walkthrough on masturbation, very slow walkthrough on that, and the...
All right, well, now, hold on. Is that, you're talking about masturbation, so it, as part of the abstinence?
As part of the abstinence class, that's right. I noticed, you know, a lot of people are going to react to that word, as a lot of these parents did. I mentioned we got a little bit of pushback because they said, well, now that's not abstinence. But that word is a very explosive word, Bill, and it causes people to, very sober and intelligent people who completely understand what you are trying to get across. But when you mention that word, masturbation, it brings up so many painful memories from the youth, embarrassing memories, hurtful memories. It brings up the very tumultuous years of a young person's life. For these parents are remembering back when they were embarrassed by that entire topic and felt stupid and didn't want to tell their friends and their parents about it. And in some cases, a lot of my Catholic students stated, I know that they're Catholic and their parents are Catholic, so the parents are probably had a history of having to go and tell the priest what they did. And who knows what that, I don't want to get into that. But that's the only pushback.
Well, no, hold on, because, you know, I was raised. Now, I understand what you're saying. We don't want to get into talking about religion here, though.
Well, it is something I've noticed, that I need to speak to a lot of these parents and say, I was pressed into service. I know we've got budget cuts here in the state of Colorado. I'm happy to be a part of the science education of your children. This is an abstinence class, and so I think, you know, the old saying, Phil, two out of three ain't bad. If we bring up masturbation in the context of it being abstinence, and if I can walk these parents slowly through that and explain to them that when you engage in that activity, it is a solo activity, has nothing to do with others, and certainly not another boy or another girl. And so at the end of the day, it is healthier, and of course keeps from spreading disease. Now, some of the parents react amazingly, and I think, again, Phil, as part of the religious training, as if we are living at the time of the Salem witch trials, where they're worried about the supernatural being. I don't want to knock anyone's religion.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, because you are a man of science, and I don't want to discuss religion. What you're doing is you're interpreting here. I don't know whether that is a healthy thing to do.
Well, no, but I'm sharing with you. I would never say this to the parents themselves, but I'm sharing with you.
No, so you haven't said to the parents you're being very backward and...
Well, I don't. No, I have not. When I talk with them, I walk them through it very slowly. I explain to them that masturbation doesn't make babies. I mean, you would think that you wouldn't have to explain that.
Well, I'm sure they understand that.
They do. On a certain level, they do. But then you have to connect it with, okay, so that's what abstinence is about. But when I go home, yes, I am often making notes when I get home. And the prudishness of these people, the almost puritanical, almost sort of you imagine the bonnet wearing pilgrim women, you know, when one of these ladies came in and talked to me about how she feels that masturbation reminded her of very painful memories of not pleasing God, and I said, you almost should be wearing a bonnet on a covered wagon. And she got a little upset with me, but I said, but you need to understand that. I said to her, you are regressing in front of my very eyes back to a time when people believed that swamp gas and the lights that were created by swamp gas was actually the dancing of pixies. I said, do you believe that?
And you're talking to a mother.
I'm talking to one of the parents, yes.
And you asked her about swamp gas. At one time, people thought that was pixies?
Yes. The people of the 17th century living in America believed that the lights that are created by the interaction of the gases with the oxygen in the air, kind of a sparkling light, they believed those were pixies and elves dancing out there. And I said to her, she said, of course I don't. I said, then why do you believe that masturbation will make you go blind? And she said, I don't believe that. She said, I don't think it's right. And I said, trust me, you know. And
all right, well, Ron, you're going home and making notes. Are you telling the parents that they believe in all of these old wives' tales?
I think that a lot of them do. But again, if you walk them through it and you say, no baby has ever been born yet from...
I can't believe you have to talk to parents that way.
That's how I feel I should.
Well, do they appear that stupid? You know?
Well, but when I deal with parents, I deal with them one way. I go into a discussion like that assuming, not assuming that they're stupid, but assuming that they're not as intelligent as me, which I don't think is a wrong assumption. And so I will tell them, masturbation, no baby, no baby. And they get a little tense. But we're trying this, Phil, as an abstinence plan.
All right. Ron Tarner with us. Hold the line. Will you, Ron, please?
I certainly will.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Dr. Tarner. We've had him on the program before on matters of science. He's now filling in as a substitute teacher at the Mountain Meadow Middle School in Colorado, where he is teaching a class on sexual abstinence. And this is from a scientific viewpoint. But the class on sexual abstinence that he's teaching is basically teaching masturbation. He says that he is dealing with some parents he feels that have religious persecution trauma. He says he's dealing with some parents he thinks are puritanical. He says he's dealing with some parents that are not as intelligent as him, and that he has to explain to parents that masturbation means no babies can get born that way. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and we are talking to Dr. Ron Tarner this hour. Pardon me, I'm having to, give me a drink, will you, bud?
Yeah, you want to get a Coca-Cola or a Mountain Dew?
Give me a Mountain Dew, will you? 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Dr. Ron Tarner here about the sex education program in his school, which is the teaching of abstinence. But that means teaching masturbation as opposed to what's going on in Helena, Montana. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Back here with Dr. Ron Tarner. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. All right, let's talk about, Ron, as we talk about sex education in schools, middle school, grade school, high schools. We have the example here of the proposal in Montana where they are teaching sixth graders about anal penetration. They're talking to first graders about same-sex love.
No, we're not involving ourselves in any of that. Believe me, Phil, it's not appropriate in the opinion of the Mountain Meadow School District.
All right, but you say that's not appropriate in the opinion of the Mountain Meadow School District. But you are teaching an abstinence class.
We are.
But you're teaching masturbation.
Right. I have to just interrupt you here for a minute. I'm a college professor. I'm a board certified and accredited with the Science Administration as an astronomer. In other words, my field of expertise and the people that I usually deal with are of a much higher level academically. Now, when I'm talking to parents about sexual abstinence, I have to begin with the premise that I'm dealing with people that are not, and I don't think that I'm being unfair when I say this. They're not my intellectual equal. I'm not saying they're not better, but they're not my intellectual equal. So I have to assume, if we're talking about abstaining from sex, and I say masturbation, and some of them are complaining, you have to assume you're not talking to people that are, that have got both oars in the water, I guess is the...
Well, no, wait a minute, because some people are going to think that that is sex. It's not sex with another person, but it might be a little too, I don't know, advanced.
Well, too advanced. That's a very interesting concept, but let's go back to parents coming in and having a parent-teacher conference with me and having a problem with something that's as natural as breathing. Because when they were younger, their mother walked in on them, or somebody found a Playboy, and I understand that, but let's not pass that kind of Wagon's West mentality onto our children. And I think there is a puritanical streak that still exists in American parents that smacks of a it smacks of a Thanksgiving many hundreds of years ago with Indians being given beads. And I don't think we need that anymore. We need to have a little bit more of a mature view of this. And that's why, that's where I come in. And explaining it to these parents, it can be a very, very long day.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. It's pretty funny, though, in this day and age that you refer to the 17th century. Let's go over to a phone call. Julie in Buffalo, New York. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner. Go ahead, please.
I appreciate that this man is very well educated, but I'm a parent, and there's no classes on parenting. There's no school to go to. We have children, and as my job is to be a parent. I think it should be my decision on whether or not I want my children to learn these things, and I don't need a man who's going to come in and think he's smarter than me already, trying to have a conversation with me about, frankly, he sounds like an idiot, so it's sad that
I would ask you, who's more intelligent, the one who has begun the insults or the one who has tried to find a solution to a problem,
you.
Ma'am?
I'm saying
yes, you did. You called me an insult. No, you called me an idiot, and that is a very clear insult.
Okay.
That's a very clear insult, calling someone
pretty much
an idiot.
You're smarter than everybody, and that's the way you're going to go into a conversation with. You don't know if you're smarter than me as a parent.
Do you understand that you're arguing with me? You know that masturbation doesn't create babies, right?
I'm not afraid of the word. I'm not afraid to teach my children that. But what I have a problem with is people that come into a conversation and it's pretty much insulting to me that you would even have an idiotic conversation with me about fairies and swamp gas. I mean, that's insulting. And
I have to know who I'm dealing with. I've got to know who I'm dealing with. I've got to know the level of the intelligence. When I have a mother sitting across from me saying that she doesn't like the topic of masturbation. Excuse me, man, but I'm trying to say something. When I have a mother sitting across from me and she doesn't like the topic of masturbation because her mother found a Cosmopolitan under her bed with Burt Reynolds,
it
sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
Are you kidding?
It does sound ridiculous, but it sounds more ridiculous that you would have to have a conversation with her like that and talk to her like she's retarded.
Well, let the record show that you used the word "I did," and the retarded. There are some parents that are retarded. What do you do though with a child that's retarded, and you need to teach that child how to masturbate? What do you do then?
Are you kidding?
Did not teach me how to masturbate. I never had that conversation with my parents. I think things are a little
too bad.
Now, my oldest is in third grade, and she comes to me and she asks me questions about certain things, and I'm pretty honest with
right.
her.
Okay. Well, Julie, thank you for your call. We're going to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. In teaching abstinence, is it okay to teach masturbation? We have Dr. Ron Tarner on the phone, and we'll be back. Ron, thank you.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here on the phone of me is Dr. Ron Tarner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory in Colorado. And he is generally at home in an observatory, teaching astronomy at Colorado State, teaching at the community college level, as well as working with a couple of organizations on the SETI program, which I now know, Ron, is sort of on the back burner, isn't it?
SETI has run into some funding problems, and we've run into some other problems within the scientific community, as a matter of fact. But nonetheless, we're very, very busy, and it's unfortunate that we don't have the funding at the middle school level to teach sex education and abstinence. So I said to Bob Winslow, Dr. Winslow, I'd be happy to do it because I know him. Ordinarily, I would not do this because I know that I have I'm overqualified for the job, but I did. But I told him in very plain English that once I enter into this particular substitution for a couple of weeks, that I'm going to want to run this show the way I run it. And when I have parents saying, I don't want you teaching masturbation, I've got to sit down with them, I don't mind that, and go very, very slowly with them, explaining what we do, why we do it. I try to ascertain whether these people have the understanding of what I'm talking about, are they traumatized, and so forth. And then, of course, we get into the use of the sock, sitting on your hand.
Getting into the use of the sock. Now, you're talking about getting
into the actual technique, yeah.
What is sitting on your hand?
Well, it's not really sitting on your hand, but you could sit on your hand till it falls asleep so that you have no feeling in the hand. And then it feels as if it's somebody else. Now, Stephen Hawking, you brought up Stephen Hawking. I don't like Stephen Hawking. You know that I don't like him. You brought him up, I guess, to get a reaction out of me.
No, I didn't bring him up to get a reaction out of you. You and I were talking about this during the break, and I said, Dr. Hawking somehow came up, and I said, I wonder what his sex life is like.
Don't worry about Stephen Hawking. He's doing just fine. You know? He's doing just fine. And Phantom Hand, I think Hawking invented Phantom Hand.
Whatever your personal problem is with him, I don't want to know about it. I'm just... it was a general question. 877-876-PHIL. Let's get on to a phone call here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're here with Dr. Ron Tarner as we talk about the sex education program that he's teaching at Mountain Meadow Middle School in Colorado. Abstinence. It's an abstinence program, but they're teaching masturbation. Here is Stephanie on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Hi.
Yes.
I don't really think that it's appropriate to be teaching children of that age about masturbation.
Well, it's abstinence. That's what we're teaching them.
Well, that may be your opinion, but if you're a very religious person...
Are you saying that that's not abstinence? Are you saying that isn't abstinence?
Abstinence...
You're not saying that.
Abstinence is the lack of sexual intercourse plus the lack of any type
exactly.
of other sexual interaction.
Exactly.
And
interaction.
Masturbation...
Interaction.
Masturbation can be used... It doesn't always have to be interaction.
What?
I apologize for saying
I'm talking about, Phil.
The woman like she's not here, okay?
I wanted to just let Mr. Hendry know that you're an example of what... Go ahead.
First of all, I have a doctorate degree. My husband's in the car. He has a doctorate degree.
Uh-huh.
So I don't appreciate you talking to people like they are below you, okay?
I don't mean that, but there are
below you, and it is wrong for you to always assume that somebody is below you.
Well, I can assure you that my level of education is higher than yours. I appreciate that you're a doctor, and I appreciate that your husband is. And I
would you don't know if your level of education is higher than mine.
I can assure you that I
see that's no
that's much higher than
that is not. First of all,
then I will talk to you as a colleague. Let me talk to you as a colleague for a moment. Let me talk to you as a colleague. I have these parents. You can understand. I have these parents coming in. I don't know whether they eat with their hands. I don't know if they live in a house or a cave. I don't know any of this. And I'm trying to explain to them that we are teaching abstinence by teaching masturbation. And they get this wild look in their eyes, almost as if I'm talking to a pilgrim hiding in the woods in the early 17th century from goblins. What do you do? What do you do? Where do you go? Who do you talk to? I do the best I can.
Okay. Well, first of all, if you're so highly educated, why are you a substitute in a middle school? Second of all...
Mrs. Selective Listening. I was helping out a friend.
Second of all, where do you get off thinking that you have the right to be teaching masturbation to sixth or fifth graders and all of these young children?
Wow. Are you telling me that you need a doctorate to teach that? Wow.
No, I'm not telling you that.
Let me guess. Your husband got his doctorate in?
You know what it makes me wonder? It makes me wonder if you're like a horny old man in there doing that.
I bring up the topic of masturbation, and the first thing you think of is horny and sex. I want to ask you about you in a minute.
If you were teaching my child, I'd have you brought up on charges, is what I would do.
Of course you would. That is the kind of primeval and primordial individual you are. See, you can have a doctor in front of your name, but you're still just a hick.
Hey, whoa. Hold on for a minute now.
No, she's pissing me.
Now, wait a minute. We don't have to call each other name. You two people are doctors, and I think we can have an intelligent conversation, okay?
She's accusing me, Mr. Hendry, of sexual misconduct with children. I have a right to be angry.
I understand, and that's probably not quite fair, Stephanie, but by the same token, she's asking you some questions, and you're saying, well, I'm smarter than you.
I told her, okay, for a moment, I'll pretend like I'm her equal.
You'll pretend that you're her equal?
All right, but I asked her, what do you do when you've got a parent that comes in, Italian descent, you know the type, and they're asking you a lot of embarrassing questions? She didn't have an answer. She wanted to insult me and call me some kind of one of these peekaboo freaks.
Stephanie, go ahead.
Most people are thinking of you right now. And probably
the voice of the masses. How do you know what most people are thinking?
Yeah, first of all, what's an astronomer teaching about masturbation?
Can I ask a question? Why is your husband in the background? This is what he sounds like. That's what he sounds like. Now, I'm an astronomer, I'm also a scientist, and I have my doctorate in physical education. And I'm helping out a friend, and I have a teaching credential. And I am teaching these parents that when masturbation doesn't make babies, and they go,
okay,
well, that's good to know. And I'm like, wow.
Go ahead. Here's the interpretation of the parent. You're in there trying to teach children a sick act that children of that age should not be talking about or knowing about.
A sick act? Did you say that? Did you actually say it's a sick act?
You are trying to pass it off as a way of acting like it's a way to tell parents that the children aren't going to have babies from it. That's how you're trying to pass this off.
Well, you just called it a sick act. Now, what's weird
about
a parent that needs to be masturbating sick?
It's a sick act. That's why all the parents are mad at you, because it is a sick act. It doesn't matter.
Okay, now I know. The fundamentalist Christians have called in. You're a fundamentalist Christian.
Just because people may do it doesn't mean that it's right.
It's sick. And how often do you do it?
All right, we don't want to have... Okay, Stephanie, thank you very much for your call. And I think that you you expressed your opinions and represented parents very, very well. I don't want to get into some personal questions about how often...
No, I think you heard very clearly that woman say that she considered masturbation to be a sick act. She's a doctor, her husband's a doctor, and yet they consider this act that can save children and maintain abstinence, they consider it sick. What did I tell you about these people being a throwback to a day when people were pulling into town for bacon and beans? That's what they lived on as they went across 3,000 miles of desert, bacon and beans, and the idea that masturbation is sick. I'm sorry.
And what is wrong with you?
I have acid reflux. I'm sorry.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to another phone call here. We have on the line Mario listening to us in Boston tonight. Mario, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Turner.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? First of all, I wouldn't, as me as a parent, I would teach my kids abstinence on the right way, urge them not to have sex. Because I wouldn't put my son or daughter and be like, well, go in the room and go masturbate. I wouldn't do that.
But that's abstinence. That's abstinence.
Yeah, but that would be the wrong way. His daughter, he's a vibrator. Go masturbate.
Okay, we're getting a little graphic here. Ron, your response?
Well, I think the dad he doesn't want to. I would do it that crudely. In fact, with a gentleman like Mario, the dad we just talked to, I would most likely have to just pass. And,
what do you mean, pass?
I wouldn't be able to teach his kids because then I'd have to explain to him, and that's a long way to go. That's a long way to run. And
all right, let's take a break here as we come up on our quarter hour here. The number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk to Dr. Ron Turner. It was a very good question. He is an astronomer. What is he doing teaching sex education in a middle school? He is answering the call from a colleague that he knew at the middle school level, who needs substitute teachers because of budget cuts. But nonetheless, he's teaching abstinence by teaching masturbation. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Back with more from Dr. Ron Turner on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back here with Dr. Ron Turner in a moment. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, we're very happy to put it on Charlotte, North Carolina, our affiliate in Charlotte, WBCN 1660 AM, and in Topeka, Kansas, WIBW 580 AM on the dial. Dr. Turner, these are parents, you say that you encounter who are, you put it as if they're almost primitives. You put it as if you're talking to parents that are...
In a lot of ways, there are, Phil.
That are almost uneducated. Now, we just heard a woman who is a doctor, and her husband's a doctor. You said that she may be a doctor, but you take back what you said about her being intelligent?
No, I didn't say. I said that the lady made a point of saying that she was... Do you understand that I, ordinarily, this time of year, I'm at the observatory, we're calibrating, we're going through data, sometimes from 2 years back. We are always mapping. You never stop mapping the stars, these relationships between solar systems, new discoveries, new mathematics, new postulation that has to do with the distance, light years, and so forth. We never stop doing this. But instead, I'm doing a friend a favor. I'm talking to middle schoolers about abstinence. And what do I get for my trouble? I have parents coming in and look at me up and down like I'm a freak of nature and say that I'm teaching their kid how to masturbate. Now, I will tell you, that woman that I talked to, I said, okay, maybe I have been hasty and that she is intelligent. Well, I take it back. No, she isn't.
And well, that's what I mean. Why would you say that?
Because she said to me, masturbation is dirty. Yes, it's dirty. We know that it's dirty. We know that it's a very dirty and wrong thing to do, but you can't bang a baby with it. And I... Boy, you could go to the highest rooftop of the city and shout that, and people would still look at you as if you're speaking Mandarin Chinese. Of course masturbation is filthy and against God's law. I don't deny that.
Are you kidding? I mean, a moment ago you just said that that lady was very, very primitive for believing that.
Well, we've got to get past that. We've got to, even if it means violating God's law, we've got to teach children abstinence.
877-876-PHIL. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Are you married?
I was, and I'm between marriages. I've been married three times, Phil. I mean, I'm married to my work. But I do, I have a lady friend currently, yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So we talked to Dr. Ron Turner, and let's go back to a phone call. Here's Karen in San Francisco, listening on KNEW. Karen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. I would just like to say that I think that... the definition that this man is giving for abstinence is wrong. I think that abstinence means abstaining from sexual arousal, not just from the act of intercourse.
No, that's impossible. I don't think anyone, even a very fundamentalist Christian, is going to say that if you have sexual arousal, you have a violated abstinence. I don't think so. That's insane. Do you believe that?
Well, I think that's what we're trying to teach. We're trying to teach a purity feeling, like, so that when you do actually have intercourse with a person who is hopefully your lifelong partner, you aren't visualizing and fantasizing all the other times you've ever been aroused.
Do you believe
abstinence through masturbation, it's like, I mean, every time you masturbate, you would get more and more aroused. It's like you're teaching
kids to arouse
themselves.
Well, do you believe that if one is aroused, one is, because, and I'll just use myself, I should use myself, but I'm a single man, but I have a girlfriend. But I will tell you, Phil, that I engage in this multiple times during the day.
All right, I don't want to hear about your habits, okay?
No, but I'm trying to, I'm postulating. That means, by this woman's definition, my mind is a sump, a garbage sump, or a sewage sump. Not even a garbage can, it's a sump of sewage. Is that what you say, ma'am?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
A sewage sump?
I don't understand.
Well, you know, do you have children?
No, I do not have children. I said I've got multiple girlfriends.
I didn't think so.
What difference does that make?
Because
if we're trying to teach abstinence.
You have absolutely no understanding of what a parent, the role of a parent is,
yes.
And raising their
children.
I know.
I've talked to parents, and they're wonderful people. They love their children. But can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you're talking to I'm a scientist, if you're talking to a Stone Age man, in other words, who has lived his entire life in the jungles of Brazil and has never known modern civilization, he uses a bow and arrow, he uses rocks to grind things with, he wears a very flimsy kind of a covering, and then you say to him, here's a lawnmower. Well, what do you think's going to happen? You'll be crippled for life.
Now, but what
if I
does that
take the same
to
kind
anything?
Of because I'm talking to those people every day when it comes, they are not Stone Age, but when it comes to masturbation, they are. And
you're the parents at the school that you're teaching at are Stone Age parents when it comes to masturbation.
If you have to explain to people that doesn't make babies, yes. Wow.
All right, Karen, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. You've said that a number. Is that what you're saying you have to do?
Yes.
Do you have to do that, or do you think you have to do it?
Phil, you're talking in circles.
No, I'm not. Do you think you have to do that, or are you having to do that?
It is a part of the preliminary. I sit them down. I'm looking at a man, obviously Italian descent, and I'm saying to him, you know that masturbation doesn't cause big babies. You got that? right?
What is this obvious Italian heritage?
I'm sorry?
That's the second time you've said that, obvious Italian heritage.
No. What I'm saying is I get one of these mustache peaks. He's got the curly hair, and he has a vegetable cart.
In Colorado? In the middle of Colorado?
I'm saying that even in modern society, are you telling me we don't have vegetable carts now? Is that what you're postulating?
No, I'm not postulating that. I'm just saying I don't know how that you're meeting these people. Here is Moya in Canada. Go ahead, Moya, on the Phil Hendry Show, listening on CFRB. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. I don't know what your name is, Doctor of Astronomy, and
Dr.
I'm sure you're a very wise man and very studied, but I don't think it's your place to discuss sex with my children. It's my responsibility as the parent to teach my children what I believe to be moral and right, or scientific, or modern, or up-to-date, or whatever you think. It's not your
using
place.
A sock.
It's not your
sock?
Place to
That's
tell
not
my
sex.
Children what you think.
If they're using a sock, I don't even think that qualifies as... It's nothing. It's, see, the sock is all important, Moira. Moira? Come on, Moira, where is she? Oh, man, I'm hot for that.
Phil Hendry.
What?